He's generally regarded as one of the top 10 welterweight fighters in the mixed martial arts world, and this coming Saturday, Jake Shields has a big fight in his hands. He'll be facing Mike Pyle at the Elite XC Renegade Show in Corpus Christi, Texas. He's got a tight schedule with him, so we won't take up a lot of his time. First off, Jake, you're facing Mike Pyle. You've won your last 8 fights in a row. Talk to us a bit about what you know about Mike and the kind of fight he'll put up this coming Saturday.
Personally, I think Mike's a really good fighter. You know, I think he's a little underrated. I've been watching some of his fights. I think he's a brutal round. He's got good stand-up, good jiu-jitsu, comes in shape. So it's a tough fight. I've been training really hard, and I think he can fight everywhere. But I think I've been training harder, and I'm going to go out there and take it to him.
You mentioned that he's an underrated fighter. He trains out of Extreme Couture. He's fought in the WEC, the IFL, now Elite XC. It's a guy that a lot of people aren't expecting to beat you. Is that tough for you going into a fight like this when you're generally regarded as a huge favorite coming into a fight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like being a huge favorite. It's nice to be the underdog, but, you know, you got to get used to it. You know, I guess it's a good thing being a favorite, too. I mean, people are starting to think I'm good finally. So, but, yeah, I think Mike Paul's good, you know. Someone I think I should beat, but I think he's tougher than a lot of people give him credit for. Like a lot of my friends think, oh, it should be an easy fight for you. I don't think it's an easy fight. I think he's definitely a talented fighter, but I plan on beating him, so.
The fact that he trains at Extreme Couture and he's getting a great training regimen over there and being able to work with a lot of great fighters, what kind of approach are you taking to this fight? Are you looking to keep it on your feet? Are you looking to go to the ground? What's going through? What type of preparations are you going into?
Oh, I'm just training like I always train. I don't really change my regimen that much. You know, doing a lot of stand-up, a lot of ground, just doing everything. And not really going in there much of a game plan. Just go fill it out. And ultimately, Pyle thinks he's got good stand-up, so at some point we'll probably end up on the ground, look at good jiu-jitsu. But I'm willing to stand with him some, too. So I just go in there and fight and see what happens.
Another big fight on that card is the debut of Kimbo Slice. And I love to get reaction from other established MMA fighters out there and what their thoughts on are in Kimbo. What do you think about sharing the spotlight with a guy who's made his name in the world of street fighting and now trying to venture into the MMA world?
Yeah, I've never watched any of his street fighting things, so I can't really say much about him, but I think it's a little goofy to give him so much hype right away, but I guess he is well-known, so it's all about how well-known you are. So,
I wanted to set the record straight, because I've heard conflicting reports about this. How many fights left do you have on your Elite XC contract?
This is currently my last fight, actually, so...
And how have you, I mean, obviously everyone has heard about an interview you did a few weeks ago saying that you were possibly looking at fighting in the UFC. Just last week at an Elite XC press conference, it seemed as though everything was cool between you and Gary Shaw. This will be your third fight under the Elite XC banner. What are your thoughts on your experience fighting for them thus far?
They treated me really good. You know, I like Gary Shaw, like everyone at Elite. They treat me really well. Everything is going good there. So, certainly, I have nothing bad to say about him, but at this point, I'm just kind of I'm concentrating on this fight and let my manager handle the rest of the business.
So, once this fight is over, if you do in fact win 9 in a row, what's going to be your approach with you and your manager? Are you going to kind of look what else is out there for you, or are you focused on trying to re-sign with Elite XC?
I mean, we're definitely in talks with Elite XC, and we're happy with him. It's definitely a good shot there, but there's, you know, I'm just kind of letting him figure it out. I think we probably should know him. Possibly might be signed before the fight even, so. So we'll see exactly what happens.
Were you disappointed at all that this fight wasn't for the welterweight title at 170 pounds in Elite XC? Originally, it was supposed to be for that, but it seems as though this will be Mike Pyle's last fight, and the situation with you was kind of up in the air. Would you have rather fought for the title, or do you understand why this is now not a title fight?
Yeah, I definitely would have rather been fought for the title. I was disappointed and everything. It'd be nice to have that title, but I mean, I also understand if Mike Pyle's, I'm not sure exactly, I don't know if he's leaving or what, but if he's leaving, then it makes sense for them to obviously not have that for the title, but you know, what are you going to do? So I guess hopefully he'll make next on the title for me.
When you look at the welterweight landscape in the world of MMA, it seems as though the best fighters are in the UFC, George St. Pierre, Matt Hughes, Matt Serra, the list goes on and on. As a fighter, which one of those guys out there would you love to test yourself? I mean, now you've clearly shown that you're a step above all those other guys in Elite XC and in the other promotions that you fought. Never really had a chance to test yourself against the big boys in UFC. Who are you kind of looking at to potentially fight in 08?
Man, I'd love to fight all those guys. Like, if I pick anyone, I'd probably say St. Pierre, just because, in my opinion, he probably would be ranked number one right now, and he's this phenomenal fighter, so I'd love to fight him. Also, you know, Matt Hughes... wouldn't mind fighting Carl Parisian. He's kind of a prick, and and got into it with my friend Nate a little bit. So I don't mind getting smacking him around for Nate.
Where do you put yourself in the, you know, you're definitely in the top 10, but where would you kind of slot yourself right now?
I think I'm in the top 3 personally. I mean, I gotta go there and fight those guys to find out, but I think I can be any of those guys, you know. I think me and St. Pierre be an awesome fight. John Fitch, Matt Hughes, I think I'm right up there with the very top guys.
So you mentioned that you'd be in the top 3. I'm guessing number 1 and 2, you know, depending on where they fall, would be St. Pierre and Hughes?
Yeah, probably so, you know. And I think I can beat those guys too. I think Fitch is right up there too. He's a really talented fighter. I mean, there's a lot of good guys in my weight, but I think I could beat them all. You know, obviously, it's not going to be easy fights with those guys, but I think it definitely has potential to do it.
And we've kind of failed to mention Matt Serra, who is actually the UFC welterweight champion. A lot of people kind of overlook that. Do you view him as one of the top 5 guys, or is this a fighter that just, you know, for lack of a better word, got lucky through the reality show and, you know, had a great night against St. Pierre?
You know, I think Serra is a really good fighter, but personally, at this point, I wouldn't put him in the top 5. If he goes and beats Hughes, then I'd have to, you know, obviously, I'd have to change my opinion, but right now, I think he's a great fighter, but I think, you know, partially got a little bit lucky, too.
What has Gary Shaw told you about the future of the 170 division within Elite XC? You look around right now, there doesn't seem to be a lot of competition for you once this fight is over, and obviously that'd have to weigh into your decision as to whether or not to re-sign with them. Have they talked to you about trying to beef it up a little bit in the future?
Yeah, that was obviously my biggest reason for looking at the UFC, you know, it's all the talent there. But they definitely said they're trying really hard to bring in some fighters, so let's just sit and see what they can do.
Would you have any interest of potentially looking at the IFL? They just are in the process of crowning a new champion within each division. The welterweight division's a great one as well. Would you have any interest in fighting for a promotion like the IFL, which hasn't established themselves quite at the level of the UFC, but is definitely on the rise?
Well, I mean, I'd fight anywhere. Ultimately, it's up to me. You know, if I manage to go fight there, I'll go fight there. But the place I'm looking at the most right now, obviously, Elite XC, who I'm really happy with, and then the UFC, which is, you know, the big show. I've got most of the talent in my weight. But I'm not against fighting in any promotion, so.
All right, Jake. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I know you're flying out tomorrow, and you got a big fight coming up this weekend against Mike Pyle. Before we let you go, give us a prediction. How do you see this fight coming out?
Me by TKO in the second or third.
All right, well, we'll hold you up to that. Thanks so much, Jake. Good luck, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
All right, thanks.